Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Garoppolo just trying to get it out. Wilson has it on the run. Lost the football. Denver's got it. And Denver's got this one.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, let's get right to it. Every Monday at 1 o'clock, he joins us, Lorenzo Neal. You can also hear him tonight from 6 to 7, Football Hour with Sean Salisbury. What's going on, Lo? How you doing?
Hey, guys, I'm great. I watched that game. I know you guys got to have a lot of great communication about this game.
Yeah. Who do you blame? Because everybody wants to blame somebody, Lo.
With me, it's simple, guys. I looked at this game and you watch the quarterback, and I told you guys last week, everyone's, oh, this team is better off. Lombardi talked about, well, golly, this team now is ready to go to a Super Bowl because Jimmy G and Lombardi. And I was like, when he said that, I do my show, and I was talking to Larry, and I said, I think Lombardi should look at his brother, look at the decisions they're making, his family member with the Chargers. I said, it's easy to point the finger after the fact. I said, is Jimmy a better quarterback than this Trey? Yes, but he's not athletic, and he doesn't have the upside that I keep telling everyone, the potential to be great. If this is week 8, all Kyle Shanahan was saying is looking at this guy and saying, by week 7, week 8, this young man, Trey, will know the system, he'll know this offense, and no one would have been having this conversation because of the fact by week 7 or 8, this team, to me, would have been humming. Last night, when you watch Jimmy G, you don't think that Trey hits that pass where he underthrows Debo, and if he throws that pass on the money, it's a touchdown. He's still running. Mm.
No, Lo, I'm with you. I've been trying to tell Steiny, you know, man, hey, the Niners are lucky to have Jimmy. He was awful last night. But you know the locker room dynamics. Lo, is there a person walking around this earth saying or blaming the Niner defense? They were outstanding. They were a top five defense, but they kind of they didn't get any help from the offense. Lo, where does that dynamic come into where, oh, they shouldn't have gave up anything? Like, how do you look at that?
Hey, it's a great question, Guru, and I'll tell you what you saw last night. That was a mirror of the Niners. If you look at the Denver Broncos, they have a good defense. People can say they don't have a defense. That defense is a good defense. Look what they did against Seattle. Held them, 16 points. Someone came over turnover. Look at the games that they, even the games when they lost. Defense didn't play necessarily bad. Yesterday, it's all defense. Defense won those games. Look at the safety. Jimmy G walks out of the end zone, gets a safety, fumbles the ball in exchange. If you look at the game, The Niners' defense played well enough to win that game. Both defense played well enough to win the game, and too bad, both these offense stunk it up last night.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game. He joins us every Monday at 1 o'clock to talk about the 49ers game from the previous day. Let me ask you specifically about when Shanahan declined the holding penalty in the second quarter. I didn't understand that, Lo, because your defense is the heart and soul of your team. Why wouldn't you push him back 10 yards to make it a 4th and 17 from midfield, as opposed to we're going to decline it and take our chances with a 55-yard field goal?
Yeah, he could have did that, and he could have probably declined it. If he could go back, he would probably took the penalty instead of declining it. But that I just think that that's, we're nitpicking, and I know it's easy to do the next day and the day after. But if you watch that game, it's too bad that the Niners lost that game. They had opportunities. If you don't give up the safety, and if you don't fumble the ball, if you just take care of your and say, okay, let's go win a boring, lethargic game, you could have. But when it was in Jimmy's hand, and this is what you guys, everyone wanted to say, this team's better off. Yes, Jimmy's knows football way more than Trey. I agreed with you guys there. But when it came down to just athletic ability and being able to throw the pass, Jimmy throws the balls. A lot of his balls are in the middle of the field, everything in front of him where he sees it. You see, when do you watch Jimmy? Let's see him throw a five route, a comeback route. We're running 5-15 yards and come back. Let's see him throw those quick outs. Certain things Jimmy doesn't do well, guys, but he's smart. He knows where to go with the ball. Just don't. Sometimes he lacks, and especially when it comes to the outside. If they just don't turn over the ball and he's right there, that game right there is still could have been won, and I don't care, guys. I still think Chicago, both those quarterback loses. This game yesterday, I think Trey wins that game. He makes that throw. He's a little bit more elusive in passing. He doesn't get sacked as many times as Jimmy. He's going to make some teams scramble. Guys can't rush and pin back their ear. You think Trey gets sacked in that end zone for that safety? Do you think those outside pass rushers can just pin their ears back and speed rush because they know he ain't going to run? Do you see those lanes? Go back and watch the all 22 and go watch those lanes because those two outside pass rushers were speeding up the field and the tackles had to hurry up and get back. There was all kind of run length that they would never, listen to me, guys, they would never have played that type of defense and played those type of rush lanes with this young quarterback, Trey. Guarantee it.
Wow, Lo. It just kind of hurts again that we don't get to see what Trey would have did. But listen, I respect Denver's defense. You mentioned they're a good defense. I'm looking at Deebo Samuel, 73 yards in the air, 5 catches, Ayuk 3, Kittle 4 for 28. And I'm telling Steiny, The trifecta, these dudes, they're weapons, but week in, week out, Lo, they're not putting up numbers. Is that the quarterback? Agreed. Is that Kyle? How do you answer that?
I think that's a great question, Guru. When you think about the team and what they have surrounding them, you talk about Ayuk and you're talking about Kittle, one of the best tight ends, only one who has more yards than Kelsey. You look at Deebo, you look at Ayuk, the receivers that they have, and the speedster that they just got, the rookie. Let me tell you, it's the inability of the quarterback situation right now in the offensive line. I was telling you guys at the beginning of the year, and Guru, you said it was a concern to you. When your offensive line can't protect a quarterback, especially a quarterback that's not mobile, like I've been telling you guys with Jimmy, you're going to see a plethora of more problems, because if you can't hold up because your quarterback can't get out of harm's way, which he doesn't need to be, the line needs to be better, but that line is not a great offensive line. So now you compound interest because of the fact you have a quarterback that can't get out of the way. Your offensive line is not that good, and now you can't necessarily staff. So when you had a quarterback like you had with Trey, now you can extend plays, do certain things. And on a broken play, the guy can flick the ball 60 yards downfield. He had the speed and other things that he could do for you in tough, dire situation. Like I said, once again, he's not better than Jimmy G, but athletically, he is better.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game. Let me just put the rat on the table. How do you assess this 49er team with Jimmy Garoppolo as the quarterback? I mean, to me, Lo, this was a 3-5 team last year. Then they got it together, 10-7. Then they made a little run. It almost feels like 49er fans feel like, well, Jimmy will get us to the playoffs. Do you think that is something that might be in jeopardy?
I think so, because you already dropped two games that you should have won.
Yep.
You could have won that game last night, and you should have won that game last night. And in Chicago, the weather came at an opportune time, and they were up. They were winning that game, and they found a way to lose it, got backdoor. So those are two games that you looked on that schedule this year, and you said those are two wins. Now I'm looking at this team. I said they'd win 10 games or maybe more, 10 or 11 games. It's 11 games would be my think we can get win 11 wins, 12 wins. So now you got to take two games off, because they already lost two games that they wasn't supposed to lose. I'm just telling you, they've lost two games that they were not supposed to lose. So now, whatever you guys had their mark at right now, if it was 10 or it was 9, then they're going to win 7. Because I think when you look at this team, I thought it was 11, but now, right now, it's got to be 9 wins. Because what they're going to face in the future in their schedule. And if they can't clean things up, get a better offensive line, and hold up, because you have the weapons on the at the receiver and tight end position that you can win, even though you're not able to run the ball because you don't have necessarily a go-to running back. You know, Wilson played well, but do you have a go-to every down back? You don't have that guy on the roster. You don't have a great offensive line. Trent's hurt now, and your offensive line is not necessarily great. But you have weapons, like you are alluding to, Guru, on the outside in your tight end position. But if you cannot have time to throw the ball and let these guys come open, you're in trouble.
Lo, that's what I'm about to ask you. I know I get criticized. People, oh, Guru, you like to panic. When I turned that game off last night, my biggest takeaway, I mean this, Lo Neal, was Big 71 might be out multiple weeks, and I don't feel like it's getting a lot of run because under Kyle, next man up, next man up. Jimmy's telling you he ain't in football shape. We know he's not. The mobility's an F. How big of a loss could this be for this team?
It could be a huge loss, especially when you know what he brings to the table. He is the common factor on that offensive line, and now you lost your common factor. You lost the guy that is the glue up front. And so, yes, you still have some guys, Kittle and Hughescheck, those guys that are going to fight. You got some fighters and some scrappy guys on that offensive line that's still going to be scrappy. But now, where do you hold your hat? Where do you run? You knew that you can turn protection to that side. You knew that at least if he was a guy on him, he's going to create a new line of scrimmage. You knew you could run to that side. If he's going to block down, if they're inside shade, if he blocks down, he's going to move the whole defensive line front. But now you lost that guy. And now you're going to substitute him for just a guy. So now where is going to be your focal point on your offense? You can't just continue to do gadget plays because of the fact you have an offensive line that can't hold up. So you can't just think that you can just sit back there and hold on to the ball. He can't go a seven-step drop. Look for Jimmy to stay in the shotgun. Look for more shotgun plays, and he's going to have to get the ball out of his hand. I'm telling you guys, this offense now is going to have to be able to say, we got to get the ball out of his hand. One, two, three, the ball's got to come out. Look for this team to get more bunch sets. Look for him to get in trips and be in a bunch set, because you got to make sure that you create windows or create opportunities. So you got to make sure moving forward that this quarterback in Jimmy gets the ball out of his hands quick. So Cal's going to have to come up with schemes that's going to cover guys up, so guys have to play off and have to make sure that they can widen the defense and make the defense cover every blade of grass. That is going to be the new game plan for this Niner team, because they don't have the guys up front to hold up.
Lorenzo Neal joins us on 95.7 The Game. Joins us every Monday at 1 o'clock. He also does the football hour with Sean Salisbury. You can hear that tonight at 6 o'clock, every Monday at 6 o'clock, except when the Niners play a Monday night football game. Listen, Lo, you and I like to have some fun. You obviously know football inside and out. And, you know, I love to watch it. And when we were talking about the 49ers before the season, I kept coming back to one thing. Everybody said, ooh, there's Super Bowl window. But the one thing I kept thinking was, but they have instability at quarterback. They either have a young quarterback or they have Jimmy Garoppolo, who hasn't gotten it done yet. Like, did we overlook that?
No, you're right, Steiny. Steiny, when you made the point that you said, look, but you're saying Lo, with Trey or Jimmy, these guys can get to the playoffs, and people are talking about Super Bowl. For me, it was simple. I knew, and I listened to, you know, a former coach of mine, Rex Ryan, said, oh, man, this team now is going, you know, the Super Bowl, they're better with Jimmy. See, I agreed to disagree, because I thought that they were better short-term with Jimmy, but yeah. By week 8, week 9, don't you guys think, Trey, what he would have been able to go through to week 8, week 9, and then week 10 and 11, and yeah. So on and so forth, I think then he would have been coming into his own, that he have seen enough. And then Kyle Shanahan could have took the kid gloves off and make sure that he knows and he's going through the progressions. So I think this kid was going to have a lot more upside, and I would think he would hit his. I think he would probably start to hit his stride in week 8. So when I was saying this team could get to the playoffs, I meant that. And I think now they still have a chance. But the biggest question now, like Gurus was alluding to, Steiny, is that losing Trent. Mm. If you have an offensive line, having an offensive line problem, because now you can't run the ball. We talked about the importance. Yes, we said one thing. This team has championship defense. We know this is a, if you took this team and said, okay, let's put this team on, give me a high power offense, Kansas City. Take Kansas City, that offense, what you know it can do, and you took them and gave them the Niners defense. Come on, you're taking Kansas City to win the Super Bowl because of the defense. Now, the thing that we have to fast forward and say, that's why we said this team is still optimistic and they can have a chance because defense wins championships. But now when you look at this offense, what did we all say about this? And what did everyone, Steiner used to say it all the time. The quarterback doesn't have to be great. They just need to make sure that they don't lose a game because of how great Kyle Shanahan's running game is. But guess what, guys? Newsflash. This team, go look at the running game. Is it a dominant run game? That's the question that you got to ask. And that, to me, takes this team out of a Super Bowl question because you predicated it on great defense and ability to run the football. And right now, they don't have that.
Lo, you're on fire, but I will say this about that. That last point you made about the run game. Jeff Wilson Jr. almost took a couple to the house. 6.3 yards per carry, 12 for 75. Do I dare say he should have got the ball more? And then the other flip side of that. Russell looked, I called him football fat. He's not taking off to run. He looks pudgy. And I was embarrassed for him much of that game. I didn't think they were going to score. What are you making of him in Denver? And did you know, okay, he eventually is going to get it in the end zone because the Niners O couldn't do crap?
Absolutely, Guru. To the first question, absolutely. Jeff Wilson should have ran the ball a lot more.
Okay.
Because of the fact you were averaging that,
man,
you got to win on first and second down. And I would have kept running the ball and pounding the ball because that's a game you should have won and it could have won. But yes, if you let a quarterback like Jeff, if you let a guy, let a quarterback like Russell Wilson, and we've seen it. Guru, you've seen this same book. You've seen this movie. That was the same movie. How many times you saw the Niners beating Seattle and winning the game by 2 or 3 points? And how many times that Russell Wilson at the end of the game broke your heart? Come on, guys. It was no difference. That was just him in a different uniform. And every time the Niners usually dominate and then comes to the fourth quarter, if you let him stick around, he'll find a way to beat you because that's just the way the guys build.
Lorenzo Neal joining us on 95.7 The Game. Let me ask you this, Loeb, and here's the one thing I've always noticed is players realize how long a season is. We're only 3 games into this season. Where do you gauge the 49ers? Are you, let's settle down, everybody. They've gotten off to a bad start. Or are you, you know what, they better fix some things or they're in for a long season?
Well, I'm at the point now that I just think that you have to get things fixed because history has a way of repeating itself. You look at the game last night, turnovers, self-inflicted wounds. You look at the game they lost in Chicago, turnovers, self-inflicted wounds, 99 over 100 yards in penalties to 28 yards against Chicago. So when your team is not a great team, especially offensively, and you can't do the things that you could that a lot of teams can do far as offensively, you can't afford to make a lot of mistakes. So you have to fix these mistakes. You can't turn the ball over and give up a safety. And thank God it was a safety because it would have been a touchdown because they caught the pass and the ball got intercepted anyway. So you can't fumble the ball. You can't kill yourself. So those things, Steiny, they have to get fixed, and they have to get it fixed right away because, yes, it will be a very long season. If this team continues to play like that and blunder and stumble around on offense, because your defense will get wore out, your defense will start getting more injury,
man,
because they're on the field all the time, and your defense will start losing faith in the offense. And yes, and it's only 3 weeks in, and I get it. It's a long season. But absolutely, you better get this thing fixed, and it starts with the leader, and that's Jimmy G. Regardless how you look at it, we know this is a quarterback-driven league, and they talk about the quarterback. Well, guess what? Last night, Jimmy G stunk it up. He wasn't good enough, and Jimmy knows that. He wants to play, and he wanted this situation. Everyone wanted to see Jimmy back. This finish his book. Well, guess what, Jimmy G? You got it, and it's on you.
Lo, you know I like to play the ponies. I'm watching all these games. Speaking of this Niner defense, I know in 2 games they didn't close out in Chicago and last night, but would you take another defense in the NFL over this one? And the reason I ask that, no Ward, no Armstead last night, but Lo, they're flying around. You hear them cracking cats.
Man, this defense can play. When you talk about this Niner defense, I'm trying to think collectively, do I want Do I look at Miami or think about Buffalo?
Yeah.
If I'm trying, you just ask me to name me some defenses that I just respect. Listen, I saw what Buffalo did to the Rams defense. You're not doing that to the Niners defense. I'm just telling you, I don't. If you asked me, if you told me to take a defense, it'd be the Niners defense. And like you said, Ward's not there. Armstead didn't play. You're absolutely 100% right, Guru. This defense is lights out. They are show stoppers, and that's why I said this team always has a chance. And that's another reason, Steiny, that we talked about this team can go to the Super Bowl because of its defense. Offense just got to carry a little bit of the weight. And last night in Chicago, they didn't do it.
Man. Thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate it, man.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Take it easy.
Lorenzo Neal.
We'll see him next week.
You can hear him every Monday, 1 o'clock. You can also hear him tonight at 6 o'clock with Sean Salisbury, the Football Hour. Low Neal.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.